Okay, so I email the permit number to you when I get it, and what is the email?
V as in Victor, W as in water, I as in Idaho, D as in David,
Okay, V, okay, VWID.
engineering.
Engineering. V I O O V V E O L A.com. Okay,
And
so
we just
I.
need to get a copy of the actual permit, not the number, but the actual permit.
Oh, you want, you can't a photocopy of it. You have to actually have the actual physical permit.
Not the physical permit, we just need to see a copy of it. So if you took a picture of it and sent it to us, that would work.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be online because I've done this before, at least with the gas. I think that's the way it's handled. Okay, so it's VWID ENGINEERING.
At Veolia.com.
Viola. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. And then, now, is there anything that they'll, that, okay, so do you know about where the meter would be?
That is something that once we know, not necessarily. We try to keep them on property lines, so I don't know if it'd be available to sit on the southern property line. Do you have an idea where you think you'll be wanting it?
Okay, so not yet. I would have to talk with my brother, but that is something that the city doesn't need in
I
order
don't think
to
so.
give me the permit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so
It was
you can supply either from the north or south side, right?
probably go on fronting Horseshoe Bend Road, and it would probably go just north of maybe the driveway.
Okay, so it'll be coming in on the north end of the property.
No, it's more of the south end of the property. I'm on line right now trying to get my bearings together.
Oh, okay, so basically we're on Utana and Horseshoe Bend, and Utana is between us and an old folks home. And then there's Talk Realty. It's a business park on the south of us, and they have city water. Would it be coming from that end?
I'm just trying to get my bearings right now.
Oh, okay.
It would be coming in from Horseshoe Bend, and it would just be brought into
Oh, from the
59.
west side. Oh, it comes in from the west side. Okay. And typically you just put, basically when you're done, you just put just this big meter and valve on the property. And then coming in from that is a pipe that goes to into the house.
We will plumb just outside the water meter box, and that's the point that you would connect to, is just outside the meter box. We'll run a 1-inch PE line stuffed up out of the ground, and that's where you would connect to.
1-inch PE, what's a PE, Paul Edward?
Short
Okay.
for polyethylene.
Oh, okay. It's PVC almost like.
Kind of.
Okay, and then how
PVC
deep,
cracks under pressure. This doesn't.
how deep would that be underground?
Our service is going to be looped about 4 feet deep.
Oh, it'll be the pipe will be 4 feet in the ground.
And so we're going to have our meter box, right? And the plumbing coming up out of the meter box is going to start at 4 feet deep, and it's going to come up out of the ground.
Oh, okay. And then the pipe going from that to the house has to be definitely like buried like below frost line.
I would say so. That's not going to be something that we're going to require. That's going to be more of the city with their permitting.
City with their permitting. Oh, okay. Okay, so once I get a permit, I send a photocopy to the email address. VWIDengineering@viola.com.
Correct.
And then, who am I speaking with?
My name is Josh.
Josh. Okay. All right. I can't think of anything else.
No.
So, yeah. And then the work will start in spring, because we're in no hurry.
Okay. Normally 4 to 5 weeks after we get a copy of that permit, so.
Sure. Okay.
Once we install the service, we wouldn't be able to set a water meter and activate it. So we were able to have one of our guys go out there and physically see the disconnect from the house.
Okay. So, and that's after the permit process, after you've received the permit, right?
Correct.
Okay. So on the house side, I'll have like this big disconnect, which is just, you're talking about just a big ass valve, right?
The disconnecting, you're physically disconnecting the plumbing from the well to the house.
Oh, proof that I'm not connected to the, proof that I'm not connected to the well. Okay.
Yeah, to the house.
To the house.
For the cross connection reasons.
Okay, so I could leave the well there and connect it to my irrigation valves, but not to the house and not to the water heater.
Correct.
I see. Okay. I can't think of anything else. If I have any questions, can I use that same email address?
Yeah, you can use that.
Okay, so that'd be the best contact with you?
Correct.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. I guess I'll be going with the city of, this is not in Eagle, this is in the city of Boise side. So I would get my permit with them then.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I will go ahead and start on that and start that process.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, I can't think of anything else. How, okay. So when the pipe goes from the meter to the house, how deep is that to what is frost line?
We normally set ours about 4 feet deep.
Oh, so the pipe going from your meter, the meter to the house will be 4 feet deep into the ground.
That'll be a plumbing requirement, but from our water main to the meter box, that's 4 feet. I can just speak on that.
Oh, and the meter box is the thing that's by the house. Okay, you're talking about two separate.
No, it's not gas. Gas is right next to the house. The meter box is out fronting the property, so it's going to be right up beyond the right of way at the property line.
Oh, it's outside of our property?
Oh, yeah. You'll be responsible for running the plumbing from basically the property line to the house.
Okay, so I will have to... Okay, so there right now on the... And that is on the west side of the property, right?
That's where we would put the meter box, yeah.
Okay, the reason being is right now there is a big fence sitting on a berm. And I would have to dig that up too, right?
Yeah, you would be responsible for running that line.
Okay. I can handle that. And it's 4 feet in the ground going into the house, and into the house it just connects to my plumbing system.
Correct.
Okay. I can't think of, there's no charge to you putting the meter there. And then the charge is just me hooking the meter to my house and the fees with the city.
Correct.
Okay, I can't think of anything else. I will go ahead and get that process started. If I have any other questions, I will send you an email if I have any questions in the way. Okay. All right, I can't think of anything else. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.